A broad ring flashed on the little finger, and stooping forward, I looked at it, and saw a gem I had seen 100 times before. Again I looked at the face, which was no longer turned from me. On the contrary, the bonnet was doffed, the bandage displaced, the head advanced.
"Well, Jane, do you know me?"
asked the familiar voice. "Only take off the red cloak, sir, and then—" "But the string is in a knot. Help me." "Break it, sir."
"There, then. Off, ye lendings!"
And Mr. Rochester stepped out of his disguise.
"Now, sir, what a strange idea."
"But well carried out, eh? Don't you think so?"
"With the ladies you must have managed well."
"But not with you."
"You did not act the character of a gypsy with me."
"What character did I act? My own?"
"No, some unaccountable one. In short, I believe you have been trying to draw me out, or in. You've been talking nonsense to make me talk nonsense. It's scarcely fair, sir."
"Do you forgive me, Jane?"
"I cannot tell till I have thought it all over. If, on reflection, I find I have fallen into no great absurdity, I shall try to forgive you, but it was not right."
"Oh, you have been very correct, very careful, very sensible.